Blog Talk Radio.
Next song. Scotty, buddy, I can't, yeah. Who do you think I am, Hoyt Hall? What?
There you go. That's a good start to the show, don't you think so? I think so. We don't hear that one nearly enough, but I love that song, too. Just helps when it's Elvis singing it, that's all. Can you guys hear me? Somebody say, can you hear me? Hello? Because I never know until somebody says yes or no. And Anne's not here. Oh, good. Thank you, Carolyn Lady. Thank you so much. I appreciate it because I can't tell. Okay, I wish they had some kind of a monitor that would show you when your microphone is working. They don't have. So, there you go. I'm left just hanging out in the breeze without knowing what's going on. Except I'm pretty sure when it works, you can hear the music. But I never know if my mic's working or not until somebody says, yeah, I hear you, or no, I don't. But you guys can hear me today, and that's good. That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for letting me know. All right, guys. Let's just... Music. I need music, okay? I'm going to let you know. On Tuesday, I got a call from my brother, the one that is not long for this world. And he basically called to let me know that the week before, he was absolutely positive that his time was up and he was gone. He thought that was it. He was gone. And he called his daughter to let her know. And he called me on Tuesday. He called me to say goodbye because he was pretty sure that his time was very, very short. And I've been crying off and on ever since. But on Friday, I got a phone call from my sister, and she confirmed it. He was, at that point in time, down in bed, unable to get up. He can't get up to walk to the bathroom. He can't get up to fix food or to eat. So someone is with him, my brother-in-law, and my sister split their time with him. My mama has been to see him, which is a miracle in its own, and I'm so thankful for that. His daughters take turns to go over and stay with him during the day. I surely hope that they're getting around to realize they need to have hospice come over every day. But he still needs someone with him 24 hours, and that would entail putting him in a hospice bed, which might not be a bad thing at this point, you know. He hardly ever wakes up. If someone fixes him food and puts it in front of him and he thinks it looks good, then he'll try and eat it. But he can't fix food himself, and he never asks for it. He never asks for water. He's beyond that. And he'll wake up for anywhere from 3 minutes to an hour and a half. And that's it. Yeah. This time is just about done because he has given up. He's ready to go home. He's tired of fighting it. So we're pretty sure that, and he has even told us this is it. This is it. He says, I'm done here. I'm going to go on to the next thing. So, I'm not feeling bright and cheery. I'm very thankful that he knows the Lord and then he's gone home. I'm very thankful for that. I've been praying for him his whole life. But I'm sad because we only just reconnected just a few months ago, and I'm not going to get to see him one more time before he goes. I'm not going to get to talk to him one more time. I'm glad I told him how much I loved him and how I was praying for him on Tuesday when I talked to him, so he knows I love him, and he knows I'm going to miss him, but I wanted y'all to know that. I'm not feeling real chatty right now. But I am going to do this show because I need this music. I need this comfort just as much as anybody else does right now. So, here is Slim Whitman. This is a song that John gave me about a month ago, Beyond the Sunset.
Beyond the sunset, oh, blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun. Earth's toiling ended, oh, glorious dawning, beyond the sunset, when day is done. beyond the sunset, no clouds will gather, no storms will threaten, no fears annoy. Oh, day of gladness, oh, day unending, beyond the sunset, eternal joy. Beyond the sunset, a hand will guide me to God the Father, whom I adore. His glorious presence, His words of welcome will be my portion on that fair shore. Beyond the sunset, oh glad reunion, when with our loved ones who've gone before, in that fair homeland, we'll know no parting. Beyond the sunset, oh,
think about it. The sunset is the end of our day as it moves around the earth. It changes for everyone, but the sunset still represents the end of a day. Not time-wise, but daylight-wise. And you know, when you listen to that song and you're dealing with something like I'm trying to handle right now, you realize that there is something beyond the sunset. If you're speaking metaphorically, it's what happens after you die. Where do you go after you die? That's beyond our life's sunset. And that is a comforting thought. There is something beyond the sunset. And you go to where it's never dark. The sun is always shining. You always have the light of the Father, the light of Jesus Christ. It's never dark. Think about that. And it's never hot and it's never cold. It's always beautiful. And you can concentrate on important things like worshiping God, singing with the choir. Think how many wonderful, fantastic voices and musicians we have in God's heavenly choir. I can't wait. I can't. That is going to be so fantastic. And when I think of that, I think of the fact that my brother can sing. He can sing very, very well. I heard him sing a song, a karaoke song at the county fair once. He's 6 years younger than me, so I didn't get to hear him in school or anything. I was already gone. But I heard him at the fair that one year, and he sang Brandy. And my brother can sing. He has a place in that choir. He has a place in that choir. And I'm just thankful that I know he's going there. Otherwise, I don't know how I could bear this time. At least we had forewarning. We are prepared for it. It's not going to come as a shock or a surprise the way my sister did. But it's just as hard because we're losing his presence here on this earth. And he has such a good heart now, a heart of gold. But you know what? Heaven will be richer because I know he's going there now. And I love that thought. So beyond the sunset, think of what's beyond the sunset. It's wonderful. It's not darkness. It's not cold. Yeah, beyond the sunset is something beautiful and a place to aspire to go. There you go. Yeah. That's a wonderful thought to have instead of what I've been thinking. So there you go. Hey, you know what? I've got J.D. Sumner and the Stamps doing a song called Anytime. Looking at my song list here, this is strange. In the last couple of months, I've noticed, you know, when I was in school, I had very small handwriting. It's about the size of a typewriter. And then as I got away from all of that stuff at home and all that thing, my handwriting got bigger, more expansive, and not any easier to read, no, more difficult to read because it was getting more scrawly at the same time. And over the years, that's just how it went. It was filling the line on the page and it's starting to just be a little more expansive, you know. And I was just looking at the song list I wrote this morning and my handwriting's gotten little again. So there's just been stuff happening that has, good. So you do things to make yourself feel safe again, you know. And that's one of my telltale signs, is the size of my handwriting. My handwriting—it's very legible now. You can actually read what I write now. Mm-hmm. But it is much smaller. You know what? I don't care. It is what it is, and it is a reflection of what's happening inside me. And I can deal with it. That's okay. I can deal with it. And nobody outside of myself really notices. So it's all right. It's all right. Okay, I'm going to do Sam Robson. This is a song that I first heard in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? It wasn't Sam Robson singing it, but, you know, that's where I first heard the song. And this is Down to the River to Pray.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and you shall wear the starry crown. Good Lord, show us the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about the good old way, and you shall wear the robe and crown. Good Lord, show us.
The sun, the sun, the sun.
Yeah, only a prayer away. It's hard to remember that sometimes, but it's true. All right, Reba McEntire, In the Garden.
The garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses.
Hymns ever since I was a child. I've always loved that hymn. It's fantastic. I even learned all four verses of it once. Only sang three because four is a bit long, but yes, I love that song. I do love that song. All right. Now you guys remember me talking about Tennessee Ernie Ford, that beautiful bass voice. At the end of every show, he used to have a variety show on TV. At the end of every show, he sang a gospel song. At the end of the gospel song, he said, "See y'all next week. God bless you. Be big and hard." I loved that. I thought that was so awesome. Anyway, here is Tennessee Ernie Ford. "Lord, I'm coming home."
soul is sick, my heart is sore. Now I'm coming home, my strength renew, my hope restore. Lord, I'm coming home.
Coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms above,
Lord.
I debated on whether to come on back after that song, because I just sat here and cried. That fits my brother so well. His life was full of drugs and alcohol and all kinds of other things, actually. But he's come around to God. The only things he reads now are the Bible and books about the apostles and Jesus, God's teachings. So I sat here and cried that whole song. Okay, anyway, here's the Oak Ridge Boys, Angels Watching Over Me.
Over me, well, it's all night.
Yes. Oak Ridge Boys can always lift you up. You might not stay there, but at least they lift you up. I love listening to them sing. They've got some awesome, awesome harmony. I think it's fantastic. Okay, Alabama. Because He Lives.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds my future, and life is worth living just because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived, died to buy Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know born baby and fill the pride and joy He gives. But greater still, that calm assurance, this child can face uncertain days because He lives. And then one day, gonna cross that river, I'll fight life's final war with. And then as sin gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I know He reigns. Because He lives,
Yeah. Makes me think all our troubles that we have here on earth, they're going to pass. You might have some really crappy times to go through to get past them, but they'll pass. And you have a whole brighter forever to look forward to. That's a nice thought. It really is. And it's the truth. That's what makes it nice. All right, Freddie Spires, Down on My Knees.
I found my Jesus down on my knees. I found my Lord. It wasn't on the mountain, not in the valley, but it was on my knees. I found my Lord. Once I was blind, I could not see the glory of Jesus, so rich and free. I've heard about him, the man of Galilee. I cried out, Lord, oh, on my knees, I found my Jesus, down on my knees, I found my Lord, it wasn't on the mountains, not in the valley, but it was on my knees, I found my Lord. I have cried. Oh, he came down and held me tight, and he said, my child, you are mine. I went down on my knees, and I asked the Lord, have mercy, please. He had compassion. He showed me love. Now I praise the Lord above. Down on my knees, I found my Jesus. Down on my knees, I found my Lord. It wasn't on the mountains, not in the valley, but it was on my knees. I found my Lord. But it was on my knees, I found my Lord. Oh, but it was on my knees I found my Lord.
I like that song. That's one of those songs when you finally hear it, you wonder why you didn't play it before. And you got no answer for that. No, you just wonder. And vow to play it more in the future. Cross your fingers and hope you remember. You know, as you get older, that's an important thing to do. You know, put the string around your finger, put the rubber band around your wrist, cross your fingers, cross your... whatever you need to, just do it. Write it down. Make yourself a note. Write it on your forehead. Put it on the mirror. Whatever you need to do to remember. And sometimes it gets elaborate, I tell you. All right, here is Mike Blanton and Evidence. Moses, take your shoes off.
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground. Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground. Fire keeps on burning in my soul right now. Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
I heard him say,
Moses,
take your shoes off,
you're on holy ground.
I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
My.
Fire keeps on burning in my soul right now.
I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
God's people were in bondage, had no one to bring them out. So God called old Moses to turn his steps about. He called him up on the mountain. When he turned, he looked around. He said, Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
Lord, have mercy.
Fire keeps on burning in my soul right now.
I heard him say,
Moses,
take your shoes off,
you're on holy ground.
In this day in which we live in, we're just waiting for our change. So until he comes to get us, we shall of his love proclaim. To a dying world we'll tell it, to be ready when the trumpet sounds. And it'll be alright if my shoes come off, cause I'm standing on holy ground. I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground. Keeps on burning
down
in my soul right now.
Well, he said,
Moses, take your shoes off,
you're on holy ground. Do you know that he saved your soul?
You're on holy ground.
He washed you clean and made you whole.
You're on holy ground.
I've been to the river and I've been baptized.
You're on holy ground.
My soul got happy, there's a reason why.
You're on holy ground.
Well, I took the trip to Calvary.
You're on holy ground.
He saved my soul and he set me free.
You're on holy ground.
Oh, he gave me joy that I can't explain.
You're on holy ground.
I just keep on singing in Jesus' name.
You're on holy ground.
Heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground.
I heard him say,
Moses, take
why don't
your
you
shoes
take
off.
Your shoes
you're on
off.
Holy ground. Keeps on burning in my soul right now.
Moses,
take your shoes off. You're on holy ground.
And I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground.
Oh, my Lord,
Moses,
why don't
take your shoes off? You're on holy ground.
Oh, there was fire
keeps on burning
down
in my soul,
in my
right,
soul
now.
Right now.
Moses, take your shoes off.
That is the best version of that song that I have ever heard. Mike Blanton and Evidence. I love it. That was a good version of that song. I've got a surprise for you. And this is something you're never going to expect. But that's all right. It's good. Rod Stewart and Jeff Beck. Right there you got something to go, huh? Okay, Rod Stewart and Jeff Beck doing People Get Ready.
Mm-hmm. train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear that diesel's coming. Don't need no ticket yet, you just thank the Lord. People get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, opens up doors and bottom. There's no cabal amongst the kingdom's throne. Yeah. The hopeless in it, who will hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner, but it's not in place on the kingdom's throne. So people get ready for the train of coming. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board. But you do need some faith to hear the diesel's humming. Don't need no baggage, you just thank the Lord. I'm getting ready. I get ready. This time I'm ready. Yeah. This time I'm ready.
Guitar playing is just so crisp and clear. Jeff Beck started in the 60s with the Yardbirds, so he's had a lot of time to perfect his skill, and he did. Man, that's one good guitar player. Fantastic, actually. He is one of the top guitar players ever. There you go. Personally, I think he's better than Chet Atkins, and a lot of country people are going to disagree with me, but that's too bad, because that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. So there you go. All right, Dolly Parton, Power in the Blood.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood.
Home church, you can sing at High City Church, you can sing at Hill Country Church, and it fits all of it. I love it. All right, here's another song that just fits everywhere. No matter what you want to do with it, you can do with it. You can't make it classical. That doesn't quite stretch that far. But here is J.D. and the Stamps with Old Time Religion.
Is the old time religion. Is the old time religion, friend. It's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven, friend, if you got it. It's good enough for me. Tis the old-time religion. Tis the old-time religion. Tis the old-time religion, friend. It's good enough for me. My father had the old-time religion, and he talked about it, some about it. All of his days he had the old-time religion, friend. It's good enough for me. I've got that old time religion. I've got that old-time religion, friend. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for me. Get out and do it.
I love it. You sit there waiting. Is it gonna go down farther, or is it just gonna quit? What they gonna do? It just keeps on buzzing. I like it. I do. All right, here is Dawn Williams. Lord, I hope this day is good. There you go. There's a little bit of country for you. Oh, yes. That was definitely country. Came out on the country stations. Don Williams was a country. He had a beautiful voice. He really did. Tell you what. This is a group called Just Gospel. And this has always been a fun song, okay? Down by the Riverside. Church and doing that. Oh, yeah, I can. Whoa, how glorious that would be. I would love that. I'd like to experience that at least once. That would be fantastic. All right, here is Elvis doing I, John.
Well, in my joints on my number, way up in the middle of the air. Well, my joints on my number, way up in the middle of the air. Got to find a new way, my joints on my number, moving way up in the middle of the air. Well, my joints on my number, moving way up in the middle of the air. Well, there were three games in the east, 3 days in the west, 3 days in the north, 3 days in the south. 12 gates in the city, oh, say why? That is not so much of that. I got somebody down. Look at the way up in the middle of the air. I got somebody down.
Favorite saying, you died and nobody told you. There you go. All right, Sister Rosetta. Yeah, we got to do Sister Rosetta, you know, and it's time. We're almost out, so we got to do Sister Rosetta. And this one is called Jericho from 1956.
The battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. You know the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your bonds of Gilead, talk about your man of woe, but none that good old Joshua way round the walls of Jericho. Well, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho. Well, Jericho, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. You know the walls come tumbling round. Well, 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 good old Jericho. Oh, Jericho, oh, 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 oh. Jericho, down the walls of Jericho. You know Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Tumbling down. I'm going round the walls of Jericho. I'm going round the walls of Jericho. I'm going round the walls of Jericho. The walls of Jericho. Well, 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 the good old Jericho. A good old, I'll tell you, we are about to fit the battle of Jericho. And the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 the walls come tumbling down. Mm-hmm, the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 the walls. You know, no, the walls come tumbling down. The walls come tumbling down. The walls come tumbling down. The walls come tumbling down.
Well, you know, that woman had a style all her own before her time, because in 1956, women just didn't do that. They didn't play their own guitars either, and she did. You know, that one unique lady, and she was great at what she did. Oh, yeah. Fantastic. I could see where she would be an inspiration for Elvis. Yes, I can see that clearly. All right, here is Elvis, speaking of. And this one is called I've Got Confidence.
We're rolling this, we take one.
Two choruses both times, fellas. Okay.
Smile each day, helping someone on life way.
Okay, here we go.
One.
When trouble is in my way, I can't tell my night from day. I'm tossed from side to side, like a ship on a raging tide. I don't worry and I don't fret, God has never failed me yet. Trouble's coming from time to time, but that's alright, I'm not the worrying kind. Because I got confidence in him, God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, God is gonna fix it for me. I got confidence in him, God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, gonna fix it on me. Job was sick oh so long, till the flesh fell from his bone. His wife, his cattle and children, everything they had was gone. But Job in his despair, he knows that God still cares. Sleepless days and sleepless nights, Job said, honey, that's alright. Because I got confidence, God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, God is gonna fix it for me now. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's gonna fix it for me. Some folks wonder how I smile, even though I'm going through trials. How can I have a song when everything is going wrong? I don't worry and I don't fret, God has never failed me yet. Trouble's coming from time to time, that's all right, I'm not the worrying kind. Because I've got confidence, God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's gonna fix it for me. I've got confidence, God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I'm gonna fix it for me. For me, I got confidence, God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know we're gonna fix it for me. I got confidence, God is gonna see me through.
No matter what the case may be, God is gonna fix it for me. All right, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, hey guys, thank you for joining me today. I know that I needed this music today. I needed to be reminded of everything God does for us and the fact that he's always there. I needed to know that he inspires music in people to write the words and the music that will lift people up and remind them that they aren't alone. You know, because there are things that we go through that we think we're all by ourselves in this. Or I've got my sister and my mama, but other than that, it's just me. But you know what? It's not. And this music reminds us of that. Reminds us that Jesus is always there. God is there. And there are others that he puts into our lives to help us get through these times. And that's important for us to remember. And sometimes it's hard to remember that. When you're hurting inside, it's hard to remember that. But it's the truth. So that's what today helped me to remember. And I hope it helped each one of you. I know some of you needed that reminder as well. And this music just helps. It soothes. It gives peace. It reminds you of God's love and the love that he gives you of other people. So if you can't remember that on your own, and I know I don't all the time, you've got the music. Go to the music. It's there, and that's what it does for you. It lets you know. All right? So, hey, guys, on Tuesday, it's another All Elvis Tuesday, so don't miss that one. That's always wonderful because it's all Elvis songs. Hey, you know, but sometimes I'll sneak one of mine in at the very end of the show as the last song of the show. I like doing that, so be prepared because that usually does happen, you know. And I am glad that there are those of you out there that this music helped to feel better today. I know it did help me feel better. You still got to deal with what it was making you feel bad, but you feel better about having to deal with it. You know you can do it. So, all right, guys, come back on Tuesday. Join me for All Elvis. You're going to love it. It's fantastic. I know I love it. And it helps. Elvis always helps everything. Elvis has a song for everything. I tell you, it's fantastic. He really does for everything. So until Tuesday, I'm going to say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord to make his face shine upon you and give you peace and be gracious unto you. Everything you need, God will provide. Just ask. Go share your smile with somebody. Somebody out there needs it, and it might be the only thing that keeps them alive, and that's the God's honest truth. Smile at people. It's precious. All right, the last song play us out is Roy Orbison, Never Walk Alone.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and a sweet